won't wait. I know this, but I'm gonna get you high. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Yes, sir.
All right, so
he playing favorites. It feels amazing.
It's like a week before Christmas, and okay. All right, we'll just move past that real right. quick.
I ain't even gonna look at it.
All right, so it's like a week before Christmas.
All right.
And of course the inevitable happened. I pretended like it wasn't going to, but for me it just happens like this all the time.
Mm.
The anticipation to Christmas, like the whole month leading up to it, maybe the month before it, it's such a big buildup for the same, like, fucking complimentary letdown that you get when Christmas yeah. hits. Like, for me, it's usually... Oh. And shout out to Jenny Gray in the kitchen!
Big J insurance. Like, what is going on?
Yo, said
in my room.
Did he say like, Big J?
I don't come to the studio.
Did he say Big J insurance?
He needs it. He needs it. He needs it. It's supposed to be included in every plan that you get that he's included in. Trust me, I know. If you got a car, you need to get it with your car.
Right.
If you got a house, you need it with your house.
Okay.
If you got anything, you need Big J.
All right, so yeah, the build up, the letdown. Usually the people who I'm around or the people who I bought shit for or did whatever the fuck that they was trying to do for the holiday season,
mm-hmm.
I'm usually the one that's left sitting over there like, man, what the fuck is going on? Can I just get the fuck out of here? Yeah, right. But every once in a while you trick yourself into thinking it's gonna be different this time.
Listen,
but it never is.
See, it goes like this. I stopped getting shit for everybody. Besides my kids, you feel me?
Well, see, it's not even that. I'm not even talking about the gift part. It's not even the gift part. It's everything about the holiday. I always find myself doing something based on what someone else's tradition is or was versus just being whatever it is that I was trying to do, right? And, and mind you already know how I feel about traditions and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
I'm like, man, who the fuck said that we have to do it this way?
Right,
like,
why
is the Christmas tree have to be the fucking fir tree with the pine cones on it or whatever the fuck
I think I got away from that a long time ago.
You know what I mean?
My last long time. Yeah, serious relationship, we didn't necessarily celebrate Christmas.
Right.
So it wasn't no decorations or trees or we still got gifts, but it wasn't wrapped.
Well, you're luckier than me because I have all these Americanized fucking program girls and shit, yo, you know what I'm saying? Who don't miss holidays, yo. You know what I'm saying?
You might as well. With a pizza and two cups in his hand. It's not even cups. He got the blended cups.
I don't need to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, I was about to say he definitely gonna celebrate Christmas,
right?
But hey, it is what it is at this point.
Yeah, but for everybody out there, you know, we gonna give you some Christmas recipes when it comes to these munchies a little bit later in this episode, and especially next week because I know that y'all are into it. For me, it's just a whole nother day. You know what I mean? But we gonna get high. Before I get into some pro tips and stoner confessions, I want to point out some black-owned weed businesses. Me and Trey were talking earlier about Mike Tyson's ranch company. You know what I'm saying? And stumbled into this conversation about how he secured the global exclusive rights for 3D printing for infused beverages, right? So basically like a cup that you put some water in, and that shit would activate into like a THC drink. That's not 100% sure how it worked, but that's
what... Like the Nest tea pouches joint or whatever.
Yeah, but it's already 3D printed into a cup.
Is that healthy? If it's 3D printed, ain't that ink or something?
Nah, it's like plant-based something, however...
All I do is smoke weed, so I ain't worried about it. But Shout out to Mike.
He right. Because, I mean, a 3D printer, they can use that to make everything. I mean, anything. Like, think about it. Like, the way that chocolate, you know, the chocolate bunnies and shit like that? Uh-huh. Back in the day, like, when niggas, you know, those was, like, in a mold in a factory somewhere.
Right.
Now, there is no molds in factories. They got a 3D printer that's loaded with chocolate, and it could print whatever. Like, you could put that weed container inside the 3D printer and let it map it out, and then it could print that shit out, but in chocolate.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? They use 3D printers to make everything now. Sneaker prototypes and all that shit. Word. So it's like inevitable that eventually they start using it to make cannabis-related products. Because whatever you put into the machine. Now, I don't know, you know, what that process is, but I know that it's being done.
Is the cup an edible, too?
No, the cup itself is an edible, but the little tabs, it's like it prints inside of the cup.
Can they make it an edible?
Who knows?
Can we license for the cup to be an edible too?
Not with us saying it on the show. It's on YouTube and Facebook, so everybody else can listen to the idea and go do it first. I done told you about keeping your good ideas away from this fucking episode.
This is record of us. What, y'all better not take my shit.
Yeah, they gonna steal that shit anyway.
Y'all better not take it.
Yeah. They better not. He say that every time. He gonna be bad as shit one day when he get jacked for an idea.
I'm gonna call Menace in the morning. I'm like, they took my shit. Grab the lawyers.
All right, so the Peaks, they are an Oakland-based, you know, weed company, and they're really geared towards millennial consumers and people that are also the cross-section between weed smokers and fashion design type people, mm-hmm. people that are into, you know, artsy, designy type shit. Okay. But they're part of, like, the social equity program in the city, mm-hmm. which is one of those things where a lot of black weed businesses are starting to pop up that I'm just now finding out about. I didn't really know that there was as many concentrated in certain areas, mm-hmm. But with the social equity programs and how you're able to get these dispensary licenses based on, right. you know, having weed felonies in the past when, you know what I'm saying, if you're a victim right, of the right. war on drugs, basically, it can help you now get into the cannabis business. Oh, so shit. Shout out to these companies. You can follow them on Instagram at The Peaks Co. That's The PEAKZCO. And then the last company is a company called Cushion Cute.
Cushion what?
Cushion Cute. It's like owned by
Cute.
Yeah.
C-U-T-E?
Yeah, C-U-T-E, yeah. So it's owned by this woman named Ayana, who she's making the cross section of education and awareness, along with CBD and cannabis related products. So she's on some girl power shit, but they're definitely doing interesting things in the space. Like, not only are they selling the weed and the edibles and the things that we would smoke recreationally, but they have CBD bath bombs, beauty skin oils, coffee scrubs. So she's going into the beauty and the health and beauty aspect of it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But tying it in with the cannabis brand. Right. So
that's a good joint.
Yeah. But. All right, so pro tip. Listen. This should be a no-brainer, but if you're sick and you happen to not have your own weed to roll up your own blunt and take it to the face, you're just not getting high today, yo. You know what I'm saying? Don't be that fucking guy, yo.
Don't be
the friend who has a cold, and because of your habit, you want to let your other friends potentially get your cold.
No, that's not how it goes.
No, I don't want to hear about the light in the end of the blunt or none of that shit, yo. If you got a cold,
just like
you should
alcohol
not be
kill all the germs.
No.
You can't get sick from smoking.
Yes, you can.
No.
Listen, that shit is a myth. No. I believe it. I don't believe it.
I don't know.
So,
don't
all right, listen. No. So, listen. Scenario.
I ain't never
scenario.
That, but if I this ain't nigga, smoking if this with nigga, niggas that was sick anyway.
Right. If you got the flu.
You done smoked with me plenty of times when I was sick.
I don't think
today.
So. So I don't think so.
I know for a fact.
I probably ain't know. I probably ain't know.
Right, because if you knew,
you wouldn't even tell me.
Right.
Yeah, look at you.
If I come around coughing and all that, I done smoked with niggas coming.
You've been burned.
Not that burnt, goddamn. I don't know what you're talking about. That's not the type of sick I'm talking about.
Oh yeah,
I'm talking
that was
about.
That's probably a bad time to put that little trap.
You've been burnt. You got me fucked up. I'm talking about coughing, man. Whatever. Next topic.
All right, here's another pro tip. This is actually a real pro tip. All right. Listen, so people who use the vaporizers that put dry herb in your vapes, some people use the vaporizers that have concentrates. Other people have vaporizers that you actually put the weed in and you vape that. Mm-hmm. So most of y'all are not smoking all of the THC out of the actual weed itself, right? Which is not really a bad thing. It's only a bad thing because you don't know any better, right? What you're actually doing when you're vaporizing it is you're heating it up to the temperature, which takes it to decarb oxidation level. That's what I taught you guys about, what you need to do to unlock the THC in your weed before you mix it with butter or things like that to make edibles with. So now that you've already deoxidized the weed when you did it in the vape, just save that shit. Every time you put the weed in your vape, when you're done smoking it, don't dump it in the trash. Dump it in a container. Let that shit stock up, and now you can reuse it to make edibles with. It'll still get you high. There's enough THC left in that decarb weed that you're just wasting because you don't know how to fix it. That's what we're here for.
Well, shit. I don't vape, so.
Yeah. All right. So, stoner confession. This story is definitely from a teenager. Starts out with, I thought my parents were cool with me smoking. I told my mom and she seemed fine with it, but apparently she thought I was joking. So about a week later, it was like a Saturday night, came home early, decided to hotbox my room. I smoked at least a gram of some dank ass shit. First and foremost, I remember those days where you can only smoke a gram, like where you had that, where he spelled it out like that, you know what I'm saying? Like a gram, you know what I'm saying? Like a gram. If I only have a gram of weed left, I don't have any weed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're trying to say that until you get some more.
Like, all right. I was just blazed out of my mind. She comes in, it's cloudy in my room. She just stares at me. I'm like, what? Blah, 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 blah. Then my mom's like, I want your weed. Because it's in my house. Oh, this is getting a little interesting. So me being stoned, I give them a little over an eighth. Okay. When I could have just gave them a nug and... He's lying. I don't even want to read the rest of this story.
Didn't he just say he only had a gram?
Right. He's already lying. Right, right.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, what we can do, this could lead us. Do you have a time, or do you remember the first time you got caught smoking by your moms or something like that?
Yeah, nigga.
I just told the story about that.
Yo, happened? The only time that I got caught was the first time. It was the first time, the only time, and everything went downhill after that. You know what I'm saying? But, listen, all right. So my mom, all right, this is a fucked up story, right? But whatever. My mom kind of lived down the street at this point in time, right? Mm. You know what I'm saying? She lived a couple houses down with her friend, mm-hmm. who was also a woman, who didn't look like she fucked with guys. So I'm just saying. Okay. All right. Right. So follow me, right? So my stepmom is living down the street with this lady.
Okay.
I don't expect her to be home like that, right? Uh-huh. Don't know what my dad's doing about the shit. Don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because uh-huh. me and him don't fuck with each other anyways, right? Uh-huh. But he, in his working schedule, I kind of had that down. So I was in the bathroom smoking, and the phone rang, and I left my other house phone in the kitchen, so the closest phone was in their bedroom. Cool. Go in the bedroom, pick up the phone. She happens to just be coming home because she forgot something, coming up the stairs and walking through the hallway as I'm walking back out of her room with the phone in a joint that I had lit. I wasn't in her room smoking. I was smoking in the bathroom, but the optics of the shit, you know what I'm saying, looked like that I was blowing it down in her room. So you know that shit did not go well for me at all.
Did you get a whooping?
Nigga, I was already like 17. Like, oh. I was out. That was it. You know what I'm saying? Right, that's so the beginning of everything. You know what I'm saying? I was out.
The first time. Oh, all right. Go ahead. You go.
My shit. Not that. My shit. More like it ain't bad for real. All right. So, I'm about to go outside. You feel me? This when I first moved to Delaware. I'm about to go outside.
But I can't imagine your mother.
Listen, just look. I'm about to go outside. You feel me? My mom's sitting on the couch. So I'm like, yo, I'm about to go outside. You feel me? I'm gonna see you later. She like, hold on, let me talk to you. Anytime my mom be like, let me talk to you. Right, you feel right, me? She right. about to bring something up, but she don't never be like hype. She always calm. So I'm like, oh man. So she like, pull out a little baggie. It's empty though. You feel me? She like, yeah, I found this in your pocket. She don't never do my laundry, but she did it this one time for some reason. I don't know why. I'm like 17 too, but you feel me? Dukes ain't washed my clothes in a minute. Like, I've been washing my shit since I was like nine for real. Like, boom. You know what I'm saying? She like, this what you be doing? You be outside? I'm like, I mean, like, I play ball too. Like, and she like, you know what I mean? She like, this what you about to go do now? I'm like, probably. And then I'm gonna play ball. Like, and after that, it was just like, all right, like, you feel me? I get fried. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But it wasn't a big deal. People, his mom's is one of the sweetest, nicest people you could meet. You feel me? Like,
man, she cool,
anybody would wish that was their mother. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah. My mom's, listen, man. I remember I was 16. I came. We used to do, like, this party promoting shit.
Ain't damn, no you just took there. My back wood free.
Ain't none in there. Ain't none in here.
Yeah, them packs is brand new, bro.
Oh.
But I wanted that one.
Oh. Yeah.
It don't matter now. You cool now?
Oh. I mean, it's well, fuck it. Anyway, people.
Back to the story. Right. Where you was at?
So, we used to do this party promoting shit in high school. Of course, I started smoking around like 15, freshman. You feel me? So, 16, I was all the way locked in. You feel me? I was a smoker, you get what I'm saying? I used to smoke before my basketball games. We used to smoke before the parties, all that shit. So, not knowing how high I was, you feel me? We just had smoke, finished the basketball game. After the basketball game, I don't know if we won or lost. I think we lost. So when we lost, we used to, you feel me, a team smoke session. You feel me? We used to go to my homie crib.
Right.
You feel me? Team smoke session. So, not knowing how fried I was, I'm walking to the crib. I get in the crib, probably like 10 o'clock. My mom, you feel me? She knew I used to go out with my mans at the basketball game. I come in, eyes bloodshot. Listen, anybody that know my mom's, know my mom's gets busy. You feel me? Like, Kim don't play no games, especially in her younger days. Listen, my mother boop bop beat me, nigga. Oh my God. Whoop my ass, dog. Whoop my motherfucking ass. And my brother, I was like 16, yo.
No.
It was another story where I was in Florida, came in high, like 4 a.m. My mother gave me the meanest two piece, lift me off my feet. My mother, like 5'4". You feel me? I'm 6'2". My mother hit me with something, lift me off my feet. My brothers will still let me hear that shit to this day. They be making fun of me and shit, man. But my mother ain't play no games. Yeah, she
all right, so let me ask you a question. So now that you've the different, so we've all had some three different, like completely different experiences, yo, with that story. Like, I didn't think that this was going to go that way, you know what I'm saying? Right. But now that it did, so how do you think that you're going to react when it comes to you walking in the room or walking home and you find your kids just blowing it down real quick. You know what I'm saying?
I already decided in my head that of age, I would be cool to it to a certain extent. You feel me? Like,
all right, let me ask the real question, because okay. This is the question that any teenagers that are probably on YouTube fucking like in the comments, like watching whatever. What certain extent, like, you need to elaborate and be specific about what you mean.
Right, so
because
boom.
No, because this is why. Is that certain extent your certain extent? Is it the extent of what you did as a teenager that you are saying they can't do? Or is it to a certain extent, like, within the realm of what you did?
It's a certain extent into it being a hindrance instead of a help.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
I can follow that. I can follow that. Because that's where I'm at.
First of all, I don't think my kid, I would accept my kid smoking before the age of 16, 17.
Did you smoke before 16 or 17?
Yes.
Okay.
I started smoking at 15.
All right.
You feel me? 16, to me, it's like,
I just want to get a baseline. You know what I'm saying?
Like, 16, yeah. Me is like, all right. It's in high school, you're going to face some form of peer pressure of some type. You get what I'm saying? Unless, as a parent, you able to regulate shit to where peer pressure isn't peer pressure. Do that make sense?
Yeah, but I also think it's going to be a different. Like, I'm not sure. All right, let's say a kid who's under the age of 10 right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, let's scratch that because I need a 10-year swing. A kid who's 5 who will be 15 in 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if the way that weed is treated in society is exactly the same 10 years from now. Like, I'm not so sure that if it's looked at the same way as it was when we were kids growing up, it has looked at now. Like, right. It's night and day compared to that. Compared to how weed is now to how it was 10 years ago, complete difference. So 10 years from now, I would have to think that it's going to be a whole different thing.
Right. You feel me?
That's what I'm saying, right? I feel like it depends on the situation that I find my child smoking in. I got a little girl.
Okay.
You feel me? So it's a little different. Like, I don't know how I'm going
to. Yeah, that's what I was about to get to.
Yeah, yeah.
I have 2 boys, but I also got a little girl now. So it's sad to say it wouldn't be the same at
of
all.
Course, rules, of course. You get of course. Of course. Because double standards exist. You know what I'm saying?
But not even because, like, I'm on some, you know what I'm saying? It's more so like you just got to be safe.
That's
like,
why I hate because I know
it's
backwards.
It's a lot of bullshit. People out here, you feel me, that do a lot of bullshit stuff.
You want to know what's fucked up? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What's fucked up is that I saw that hole forming in the blunt that Trey was rolling, and I didn't even say nothing because I thought he saw it, but I didn't want to stop your flow and what you were saying over there. So
I was going to fix it.
Yeah. Damn. Fucked up.
Yeah, though. Like, I'm just, you feel me? I just more so precaution. Because I lost a lot of creeps.
Listen. And it's the funniest because the niggas that was the slimiest of niggas back in the old times, you feel me, be the ones that had the daughters. You feel me? Like, I'll be damned if a nigga like me approach, you feel me, or my daughter have a nigga like me.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not gonna say that because this is what I'm saying. If I'm locked in with somebody, I'm locked in. You feel me? Facts. I'm locked in, bro. I ain't. You get me saying?
But look. You is a cool dude. You feel me? Like, you take care of yours. You feel me? Back in my old day, I was a little bit more reckless than normal.
Nah, I was still reckless though.
No, I know that. You feel me? Trust me, I know that. We done another story. You feel me? But
we gonna roll up and catch the vibe. And then we gonna come back with some more higher learning.
Right. That. And we out.
This is higher learning.
All right, so over the next couple episodes of this season, we're going to hit you guys with a beginner's guide that I put together called How to Grow Weed. Really simple. There's pretty much 8 lessons broke down into this, and this will give you guidelines of how to set yourself up so you can grow your own strains at home. We already went over the important stuff when it comes to like seed selection, what you want your strain to do, like growing with a purpose, not just randomly doing it. Now we're going to get into how to actually pull this shit off. So the steps are going to be, 1, you're going to want to designate a cannabis grow room or space, which I'm going to tell you about that, give you some tips and some places where you can buy some shit. Choose your cannabis grow lights. Lighting is important. It's not just as simple as getting a light bulb. I'll explain that later on down the line. Give your plant some air, not just air from the window. It all makes sense very soon, you know what I'm saying? But just keep in mind that air, lights, space, and 4, climate control, all these things are going to determine how good your weed is. So when you get this fire-ass weed from these different cultivators, just know that it's a lot that goes into it. It's more than just taking a seed, putting in some dirt or some water, and voila, you get some weed. You got to, like, learn how to what the different things mean. It's more than just knowing how to do it. Yeah, how to cultivate. It's more than just knowing the mechanics of how to do it. It's about learning why you need to do it. Your grow medium, which is basically what you grow in. Like I said a minute ago, dirt. Some people use water and grow it hydroponically. Yeah. You good? I'm just listening to this, bro. Listening. Some people grow it hydroponically. Right, you can use like coconut husk. There's all kinds of different things. So we're going to get into that. Picking a container, which is step six. Feeding nutrients. There's different nutrients you're going to need at different stages of... Damn. Of different stages of the grow cycle, and we'll talk about that, and water. Of course, water should have been a lot higher, but water is the easiest one for you to grasp, so we're going to keep it to the end. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking backwards.
Tell you that. So the... Let's just get into step one right now. Look, when you're setting up your grow room, you just want to make sure that you're giving yourself enough space based on what type of plant you're growing. If your friend is growing a tall plant and he has his in a certain space, you might not use the same type of closet room that he uses, right? Because he needs his for height. You might need yours for width, you know what I'm saying? So you might want to find a lower, more shallow place, somewhere that's wider, somewhere that can handle... That shit sounds fucking crazy. Yeah. Well, yeah, they can handle the type of bud that you're trying to grow. But usually people can go online. Like, you can buy, like, an actual grow box. There's a company called Grow Box that sells these home kits. And at the end of the day, don't let anybody tell you that it's cheating or anything like that. Whichever way you got to go through to do it, to get it done, get it done. But if you don't want to go buy one of these expensive grow boxes, you can just get a small kid's tent, like a children's toddler size tent, set that up in a room, put your equipment and everything inside of that tent, and that can be your area. It'll be a way for you to learn the humidity, the temperature, and everything like that. You can control the climate inside of that tent, and that's really going to be important. So we're going to go smoke some weed and then come back and talk about it. One of the strains is Sweet Tea. It's an indica-dominant hybrid strain. It's across Calio and Alcatraz OG, and then there's some Space Queen in there. So it's one of those triple hybrids. It leans heavy in the indica side, but it doesn't put you to sleep the same way as most straight-up indicas would. I tried a little bit of it earlier. I'm definitely getting ready to smoke a little bit more right now. It usually runs between the mid-20s in THC content. We caught it at a higher end, so ours was over the 24% average. And the other one is Straubinati from 3C Farms. Trey, as usual, made some low-key pickups, you know what I'm saying? It's interesting that he got this one because I'm hunting a strain called Sasquatch Sap that's from this company, 3C Farms, that I haven't been able to find. So maybe I need to go.
Sasquatch Sap?
Yeah.
They had that. So we might have to go back.
I might have to go back and check that out, yeah. This one is a cross between...
You said you've seen it?
I feel like I did.
So one of the parent strains of this was called Illuminati. Not sure how I feel about that. But
some gas.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I ain't got no more to say about that. Shout out to Straubinati and 3C Farm.
This shit called deaf. This shit ain't gonna hear nothing, nigga.
All right, we getting ready. Roll up and catch this vibe, and then we're gonna be back on Higher Learning.
Yes, sir.